بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد. One of the easiest ways of gaining the muhabbat and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to follow the sunnah tariq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah mentioned قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي, that if you love and claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then follow me, follow Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this will secure Allah ta'ala's love for you and his maghfirat and forgiveness. And the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our life wire. It is the axle upon the which the sharia rotates. And as Shah Hakim Muhammad Aqtasar rahmatullahi used to say, that the sunnah tariqah is the most easiest method, ashal tariqah, the most complete method, the most perfect method, the most beautiful method. And Manana Yusuf bin Ori rahmatullahi used to say, sabse aqrab tariqah, the most closest way to gain Allah Ta'ala's love and muhabbat is via the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah we'll discuss a few sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we come as men also, we come to the masjid practically 5 times a day. And these 5 times a day we can practice upon the sunnah. Whenever we come to the masjid, we leave our homes, then we make amal on these few sunnahs, inshallah. The first sunnah is, it is mentioned in Ibn Majah, that a person who reads the following dua when he leaves his home and he proceeds to the masjid, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's tawajjuh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's gaze and help is with that person. Allah ta'ala's attention is with that person. And also this person secures the du'as and protection of 70,000 malaika. We get the du'a of one buzruk, how happy we get. Yeah, we get the du'as and the protection of 70,000 malaika. لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. They do not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they do what as they have been commanded to do. So this du'a of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned in Ibn Majah. Allahumma inni as'aluka bihaqti sa'ilin alayk, that oh Allah, I ask you of those people who supplicate you and they have a right over you. Wa as'aluka bihaqti man shaya hadha, and I ask you of the right of the footsteps. فَإِنِّي لَمْ أَخْرُجْ أَشَرُّ بَطَرًا وَلَا رِيَاءً وَلَا سُمْعًا, then oh Allah, I have come out not because of arrogance, neither pride, neither ostentation, show and pomp. فَإِنِّي خَرَجْتُ إِتِّقَاءَ سَخَطِكَ وَابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِكَ, and oh Allah, I come out only because of fearing your wrath and your anger and seeking your pleasure. And thereafter, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes this dua, فَأَسْأَلُكَ أَن تُعِيدَنِي مِنَ النَّارِ, O Allah, I ask you to save me from the fire of hell. وَأَن تَغْفِرَ لِي ذُنُوبِي, and O Allah, that you forgive my sins. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ, and none can forgive our sins except O Allah, only you. So this is a very beautiful dua. Allah grant us the tawfiq that we learn this dua. And whenever we leave the home, we read this dua, inshallah. And we're securing the du'as of the malaika, 70,000 malaika. Allah Ta'ala's tawajjuh and Allah Ta'ala's attention is with that person. So that is the first sunnah we should try and read, inshallah. Whenever as students also we leave the boarding, then we also can read this dua, inshallah. Imagine our whole day can go smoothly. Allah Ta'ala's help is with us. 70,000 malaika, the du'as are with us. The second sunnah is to read the masnoon dua, Bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So easy that the three duas, Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Every person knows it. In fact, we should try and really teach our children in today's times. People are worried, kidnapping, hijackings, etc. And we should teach our children whenever they're going to madrasa, whenever they are leaving, when men folk are leaving for masjid, the women folk have to go, for example, ta'aleem or any necessity, then we read this dua. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us 4 promises from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first one is hudita. Such a person, Allah will guide that person. Every person is asking for hidayah, for guidance. In dina sirat al-mustaqim, every salah we're reading this. So yeah, a person who reads this dua, Allah will guide that person, inshallah. وَكُفِيتَ, and all his needs for the day will be taken care of. وَوَقِيتَ, such a person will be protected by who? By the divine help and assistance of Allah, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the fourth benefit, وَتَنَحَى عَنْهُ shaitan, shaitan will remain aloof from you. Shaitan will be distant from you. Shaitan wa'ach, enemy who took a qasam that he will cause mankind to go astray and deviate from the right path, and he will come in every direction. So by us reading his dua, a person will be protected from shaitan, inshaAllah. So this dua, the second dua, Bismillah, tawakkaltu Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And the third dua, that it is mentioned in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to leave his home, then he used to look up towards the heaven. And then he used to read, Allahumma inni a'udhubika an adilla aw udalla. That, oh Allah, I see protection in you, that I go astray, or I'll be led astray. Oh azilla, oh uzalla. Oh Allah, I see protection in you, that I slip, or cause to be slipped. Oh azlima, oh uzlama. Oh Allah, I seek protection in you, that I do any form of oppression, or that oppression is done to me. Oh ajhala, oh yujhala alayna. Oh Allah, I seek protection in you, that I do any act of ignorance, or any act of ignorance is done towards me. So what a beautiful dua. We look up to the heaven and we read this dua. So that is the third dua. And then the fourth dua, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned in the hadith, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go to the masjid, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to read this dua, Allahumma ij'al fi qalbi nura, Allah put nur in my heart, wa fi lisani nura, put a nur on my tongue, wa fi sam'i nura in my ears, wa fi basari nura in my, nur in my eyes, wa min amami nura, in front of me Allah put nur, wa min khalfi nura, behind me, وَمِنْ فَوْقِ نُورًا above me, وَمِنْ تَحْتِ نُورًا below me, وَاجْعَلْ لِي نُورًا, and oh Allah, make me an embodiment of nur and effulgence. So these four beautiful du'as, we should try and read whenever we go to the masjid, we are going to the masjid. So now that every step of ours becomes so worthwhile, every step of ours becomes so valuable, every step of ours becomes so weighty on the scales of deeds, inshallah, on the day of Qiyamah. So these four beautiful du'as, inshallah, Allah, we know, most of us, we know the three du'as, Bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. The second dua, we look up to the heavens, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an adilla aw udalla, aw azilla aw uzalla, aw azlima aw uzlama, aw ajhala aw yujhala alayna. And the third dua, Allahumma aj'al fi qalbi nura, wa fi lisani nura, wa fi sam'i nura, wa bi basari nura, wa min amami nura, wa min khalfi nura, wa min fawqi nura, wa min tahti nura, Allahumma aj'alni nura. And the first dua that I mentioned in the beginning, that the person will secure the tawajjuh and attention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will get the dua of 70,000 malaika, inshallah. Allah grant us the tawfiq that we learn these duas, and we come out, whenever we leave the house, inshallah, we read this dua, we'll be under the divine protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In today's time, people are worrying what can happen, that apprehension, that fear, whether it's robbery, whether it is hijacking, whether it is kidnapping. To us have this yaqeen, inshallah, by us reciting these duas, and definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect us, inshallah. Allah ta'ala grant us the tawfiq, inshallah. Inshallah, now Surah Yasin will be recited. Also, Surah Yasin, we should not just recite it, read it because as a formality, but to read it with the intention, because this Surah Yasin is a means of great help of and protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is different names of Surah Yasin is given, Qadiyah. It will fulfill our needs, inshallah. It is Mu'imma. It will encompass us with all goodness, inshallah. It is mudafia. It will avert from us all types of calamities, and from nafs, from shaitan, from our inward enemies, our outward enemies. It is also qalbul Quran. It is the heart of the Quran al-Kareem. Like a person has a heart, and the heart is a very important function. It pumps blood to all the vital organs of the body. So many, now when a person reads Surah Yasin, inshallah, then the person will bring spirituality in his life. Another name of Surah Yasin, inshallah, is Azima. A person will become great esteem and honor in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So with this in mind, inshallah, a person reads Surah Yasin, that Yasin also becomes valuable. We're just not reciting Surah Yasin because the authorities or the madrasa or the muhtameen sahab is telling us to read Yasin. No, we read it because of the great sawab, or because of all its great intentions, and every name has a certain benefit. And this will become valuable, inshallah, we read Surah Yasin, and that consciousness will come in us, inshallah. So when we leave our house also, that consciousness will come into us, that we'll look forward to reciting these du'as, inshallah. And we look forward coming to the masjid, inshallah. And we read the Surah Yasin, inshallah, we start off our day on a good note, inshallah. And in this way, our entire day will go well, our night will go well, our life will go well in this world, our qabr and the year after. Allah grant us the tawfiq, inshallah.